want to get started on the call right now. And this call will mainly focus on the swelling energy of business growth that is spreading across America right now. We'll interview the top 10 PGV consultants and the top 10 sponsoring consultants. And these are people that are setting Nikan on fire right now with new growth and new excitement. Because of the introduction of the Power Launch Bonus, new people are making more money than ever. Because of the recent changes in the compensation plan, existing silvers and golds will be increasing their consistency, activity, and bonuses will build. Because of the 7 clinical studies that are already published, Nikan is rising above the pharmaceutical world. Because of new websites such as ideal-lifestyle.com and new testimony CDs from focusongrowth.com, the duplication process is so much easier today. Because new technologies are so exciting, and the next 18 months will bring us a whole new string of new technologies, and because Nikan's biggest nutritional product in our line is yet to be released, there's a sense of urgency going on right now. And because Americans are tired of working for unfaithful employers who will ruthlessly destroy their security even after 35 years of work, because the baby boomers want to take their last chance at real freedom, travel, and finally buy some gold coins for security, and because women and wives and mothers would just love to put their amazing skills to work on something that can make them more secure, Nikan right now is hot. It is red hot with growth. And that's what this call is about. I have asked Pepper Black to be on this inaugural call, and the reason I asked Pepper to be on this call is because I was very fortunate to meet her at a Humans Being More class. And I thought, Pepper, that I'd first briefly ask you to tell the listeners your background and what you and your husband have accomplished before you entered the Nikan career.
Thanks, Jim, so much for being on this call. It's very exciting to see so many people on the call and excited about Nikan. I've been working with senior adults for the last 12 years, in helping them prepare for the end of their life, whether that's getting long-term care insurance or doing wills and trusts and estate planning, and I've been very successful at that. My husband owns a lumber company in Lebanon, Tennessee, Fakes and Hooker Lumber, and he's been in the lumber industry pretty much all of his life, from about 22 on, and he's owned Fakes and Hooker for the last 35 years.
All right. All right. So two individuals, powerful individuals, both of you successful in your life before Nikan. So would you please tell us the story of how you were recruited and why you decided to build the Nikan team? And what excited you more? Was it the product results you saw, or was it the prospect of money and time freedom?
Well, I have a really good friend in Washington State. Her name is Gina Moran, and she and I have been friends for about 12 years. And she called me about 4 years ago, really excited about this health and wellness company that she got involved with. And bless her heart, I was just about 6 weeks pregnant when she called me with an 18-month-old at my knees. And she called me with this health and wellness opportunity, and I kind of was not very nice to her. I said, is this multi-level marketing, Gina? And she goes, yeah, but, and I just cut her off. I was like, honey, I've got a real job, and I'm not interested in multi-level marketing. I said, but I'd be more than happy to buy something from you, so tell me what you have. So she, you know, tried to give me the big sales and, you know, tried to tell me what was going on. And like I said, I really wasn't very nice because I don't like multi-level marketing at the time. And I told her, I said, well, I'll buy a water system from you. And she tried to sign me up as a consultant. She goes, well, why don't you just sign up as a consultant and you can get, you know, 20% discount? I said, I don't want a 20% discount. I said, I'll just pay the retail price. I said, you can make some money and, you know, we'll go from there. And so she very reluctantly sold me a water system for the house that we were just moving into. And bless her heart, she was just very consistent. And about every 3 to 4 months, she would send me an email about Nikan or something exciting that had happened, but just kept on doing light touches. 3 years went by, and I went to go visit my mom in Washington State, and on the way home, I said, I go, Mom, let's stop by and say hi to Gina. And kind of a little bit of background, I had lost, in 2009, four of my clients died within a nine-month period of time. And for those of you that know me, those of you that don't, I'm an extremely emotional person, and it was very hard on me emotionally to have to settle those estates. And I felt like I was in mourning the entire year, and I kept praying and asking God. I was just like, you know, there's got to be something else that I can do that's not going to tax me emotionally like this. Unfortunately, I got really attached to my clients, and so anyway, I had been praying for something to come along, and when I got to Gina's house, I walked in, and she actually did a rollout on me immediately when I'd gotten there. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that I had just had a massage like 5 hours before. And so I got on her table, and, you know, the kids are screaming, and she tried her best to make it as relaxing as it possibly could. Did a great rollout, and I thought, that feels really nice. But she kind of got on me a little bit. She took one look at my mom's hands, and my mom has arthritis really bad. She had these big nodules on her fingers. And Gina kind of looked at me, and she, almost like a mother scolding her little child. She's like, she's like, why didn't you tell me your mom's hands look like this? And I looked at her, I go, because you saw water? I don't know. And she's like, Pepper, she goes, you never let me tell you what I do. You never let me tell you. She goes, if you would just let me tell you. And I was like, Gina, just fix her. If you can fix her, fix her. So she got my mom on what's called a bone pack, and she signed my mom up as a consultant. And at the time she said, Pepper, why don't I sign you up first? And I was like, no, just sign my mom up, you know, just do what you got to do. And she gave me some CDs to listen to and kind of sent me on my way. And I didn't talk to her for a couple weeks, but my mom called me on day 20 of taking the bone pack. And she said, sis, she said, this stuff is really, really working, and I can hold a coffee cup with one hand and my joints don't hurt. So I called Gina, and I said, Gina, I said, you got to really tell me about this stuff because my mom is having, you know, some results.
Great.
So Gina invited me to Dallas, Texas, and I went.
I'm glad that quit.
Yeah, me too. So anyway, I went to Dallas, Texas to the convention, and Jerry White, he offered us his hotel room at the Gaylord. So I went to go meet Gina, and she wasn't able to make it. So I showed up at the NECN convention by myself, which was probably the very best thing that could have happened because I was able to kind of stand back and observe the heart of NECN without somebody there interpreting it for me. And I was kind of able to walk around the convention and hear the testimonials, and listen to the lectures from the various scientists that are involved with NECN, whether it was Dr. Naidu or Anthony Bove, David Bautzer, you know, was able to kind of listen to the descriptions of the technology. And, you know, it's so funny because Jerry White, he kind of took me under his wing while I was there, and he kept coming up to me going, you know, what do you think? What do you think? And see, because I'm an emotional person, I tried really hard not to get excited at that convention. And I'm sure you were there, Jim, and it was a pretty exciting convention. And I was like, well, I'm just trying not to get excited, just kind of, you know, trying to observe. So I was trying to, you know, downplay it. So finally, about the sixth time that Jerry came up to me, he says, so what do you think? I go, well, you know, I'm just, you know, trying not to get excited. And he gave me this look like, you know, are you an idiot? And he goes, you know, these people don't have a problem doing that. And he kind of walked off. And I thought, you know what, these people are excited. And there really isn't a reason why I shouldn't be, because there's a lot of people here who've had a positive result from this company. So because I've been in the finance industry for the last 12 years, someone that, I don't know who they were talking, but I overheard a conversation. And the guy said, he goes, you know, NECN has a 501 Dun & Bradstreet rating. And that perked my ears up. I thought, it does? I don't know how many people on the call know this. So that's a pretty big deal. So I started analyzing, you know, NECN a little bit more. But, you know, and I called my husband and told him I wanted to get a business pack and a professional pack, and I wanted to create a wellness home for our family. My husband wasn't exactly thrilled about it, but he gave me permission to do it. So I bought a professional pack and bought three sleep systems and created a wellness home for our family. And then tried the product on everybody. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I've got a couple people on my downline that, you know, they always get upset with me when I talk about why I got involved. They're like, Pepper, you're all about the money. Because they're all about helping people. And it kind of goes hand in hand. But I was making a six-figure income for several years before I got pregnant with my my middle child, who is now five. And I stopped working when she was born. And then I had the little one, the three-year-old, and she was came 2 years after that. My husband also made six-plus figure a year, and so we were really hurting financially. We had a houseboat, a ski boat, jet skis. We were able to do a lot of stuff that most people, you know, a lot of people aren't able to do. And one thing, we just never worried about money. And when this the recession hit, and I was staying home, my husband's lumber company business really tanked. And so we had to sell the houseboat, the ski boat, the jet ski. We had to cash in our IRAs, our 401ks, our savings, just to make it, you know, through this recession. And why I got involved with Neekend was because I saw a financial opportunity. I saw that, you know, here you've got a company that's a $65 billion debt-free company, that's been in business for 35 years. It's a 501 Dun & Bradstreet rating. These technologies, I've already, you know, we've got seven double-blind study tests. The scientific community has acknowledged what these technologies will do for the body. And so I thought, you know, this is exactly what I needed, because I didn't want to have to go to a 9-to-5 job. I didn't want to go back into estate planning. And I thought, you know, I've always, my father was an osteopath, and he raised us to be very health conscious. So it just absolutely, Gina was 100% correct. She knew the way that I lived my life, and she knew that this was right up my alley, and it just took me 3 years to figure it out. But thankfully, you know, she loved me enough to stay persistent, and I got involved, and it's been fabulous ever since.
So then your original reason for forming a Neekend team was that you saw that it had a 501 Dun & Bradstreet rating and that the product really worked. You sensed that there's something big here.
Well, you know, also, Jim, in Middle Tennessee, where we live, nobody's building a Neekend business here. And so, you know, my reasons for getting involved with Neekend were, from a business perspective, you've got that kind of pull. You've got that kind of experience, and nobody's sharing it in this area. I mean, it was kind of a no-brainer. It was just, you know, you'd be stupid not to get involved in that kind of a business adventure. I kind of had the attitude that if these products worked on all of these people here at this convention, then they'll work on my friends and family. If they work on my friends and family, then I'll be able to help a lot of people and make a lot of money, you know, at the same time. There wasn't anybody here in Middle Tennessee doing this, so, you know, it was kind of rough going. I had the first 15 people signed up within the first 6 weeks, and basically it was just on my word. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't because I could take them to a medium or introduce them to somebody. It was basically just on my, you know, hey, I've been in business for the last 12 years. Hey, we've been doing, you know, community events together for the last 10 years, and this is something that I really think you need to get into. You know, it's only $35. Let's get you rock and roll and come do this with me. And it was kind of funny because Jerry White called me like a week after the convention, and he said, because he told me at the convention that he would come and do a preview for me and introduce people to Neekend if I signed some people up. I said, okay. So I didn't do that when I got home. I didn't really sign anybody up. I waited for my business staff, but Jerry calls me a week after, and he says, hey, I booked my ticket. I'll be there in 3 weeks. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, I'll be there in 3 weeks. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I got to get people signed up. I got to have somebody there. So that's basically what I did. I just kind of went out and signed everybody up and got them, you know, to come to the business, come to the preview. And Jerry came. and he got people excited, you know, sharing the technologies. And he did it again in February, and we had about maybe 35, 40 people at that time. And he came and we introduced the technologies to my first server, Claude Pass, and he's kind of my running partner. And Claude got excited, and we just started doing more and more out of GoWeb and talking to people. And our group has grown to about, I think this morning I counted 128 people in our downline.
And all right, so then are you a year into Nikan?
November 13th was I signed up the 27th of October because I thought that I had to be a member in order to go to the convention. And then I officially started promoting it and getting people involved on the 13th of November.
Wow, it was a year ago. Wow, that's a fantastic year that you've had. Can you give us like a 30-second snapshot of where your business is right now? What is your level and what's your next goal?
I'm a server, and I've got three servers under me, two that are directly under me, my front line, and one that's underneath. And then hopefully by December 15th, we will be rolled. So that's kind of where we are.
Great. Okay, so now let's talk about what have been some of your joy moments in Nikan.
My joy moments? My biggest joy is just building the relationships that I have. First with Gina, and then Jerry White has just become a really good friend. You and Dorinda, making really good friendships with Upline. And then also building the relationships I have with my team. I've got really awesome friendships that Nikan has cultivated for me. I think probably my joy moments as far as Nikan's technologies, it was really exciting to watch Claude improve month after month. He wasn't able to close his hand, his arthritis was so bad, for 15 years. And after 4 days on our technologies, he was able to close his hand for the first time. Now his diabetes, he's off all of his prescription medications except for metformin, which is for his diabetes, and he has half that prescription medication. It's been really fun to watch him just get more and more agile and animated as his health has improved. It's kind of exciting to see that. Also, we had a gal out of Del Webb that was in a lot of pain, fibromyalgia, and degenerative bone disease. We got her a wellness home, and within 3 weeks, she was off of her morphine. She was taking morphine three times a day for pain, and was having to take a nap during the day. And she, after 3 weeks, she was off of pain medication and no longer having to take naps. And I think, you know, I've got a little guy on the phone with us, Tasha. It's been really fun watching her share her mom's story. Her mom was, after 8 days of just drinking our water, her mom's been in a wheelchair for 5 years. And after just 8 days, she was able to move her legs without having to pull them up with her strap. And she, after 3 weeks, she was standing. She's also her arthritis in her hands, so she was able to move her thumb. But watching Tasha just first be overwhelmed, and then she's just absolutely been such a blessing. She's so excited. Just watching her tell everybody that she knows and physically dragging her family to my house every Tuesday and making them, you know, listen to what I have to say and basically just telling them what they need to do. It's been really fun to watch somebody whose belief system is as great as mine and her just ability to communicate that with people. That's been really fun, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so what I'm hearing you saying is that relationships is where your joy is coming from. And that is so true. If a person doesn't like people, they really have no business even getting near Nikan. The love of people and the love of more people in your life, being a blessing to others and others being a blessing to you, is part of the great part of network marketing. Surely you've now looked at network marketing as differently than you ever did before.
Oh, yeah. really and truly, when you think about just the average person being able to build a network of people and being able to make, you know, some money doing it, it's really the best way to go. And, you know, you make good money and you build relationships. It's funny, everything that I've tried to do as far as, you know, promoting Meekin in kind of a generic sense has always failed. It really comes down to one-on-one, one person at a time, one person sharing with the next person, and that's how it's building so fast, is just talking, you know, it's a relationship business. You know, it's very, you know, people want to do business with people they trust. People want to do business with people they like. And it's if you can build a relationship with people and share with them from your heart, they're going to do business with you. They're either going to buy something from you, they'll join the business to build it with you, or they'll refer you to someone else.
Wow, that's powerful. That statement's powerful. So let me ask you the hard question. What were some of your quitting points, and how did you push through?
Jim, it's been a really hard year for me. My husband has been, he's very positive about the business today, but it's only been the last 6 weeks. His idea of being supportive is watching the kids on Tuesday night, which is very important, but it's been really hard for the last year because not having him on board, and when you're building something from scratch and you don't have the support of your spouse or your partner, you already have doubts. I mean, I had a lot of doubts this last year. I had a lot of doubts that I couldn't make it, that it wasn't growing, that people weren't interested, that it was never going to happen. I'd signed up a ton of people, and they signed up and then didn't do anything. They got involved for a couple months and then dropped out. It was extremely discouraging. It was really hard. And then, of course, you know, our financial situation at home hasn't improved a whole lot. And so for the first, you know, we've averaged, my biggest check was $2,700. And I've averaged about maybe $1,700, $1,800 after the first 2 months of the business. The problem with that is that it wasn't, you know, it's still not, I need to be making, you know, anywhere between $5,000 to $7,000 a month. But it was hard just that, you know, Ted, just you're not making it, and this business is crazy, and you need to go get a full-time job. And so having to stand firm and just go, no, I can do this. And that was hard. And, you know, sometimes relationship stuff, you know, people can be very negative. And so you really have to look at what you have, and you have to really, really truly believe that what you're doing is what's best for you and your family. And I'll be really honest with you. I look at Meekin. Meekin is more than a job for me. It's more like a mission. And it totally fits with my way of thinking and my worldview and my world perspective. Meekin's heart is probably one of the most beautiful business hearts that I've ever seen. People want to go out of their way to help. Just like you and Dorinda, you guys had nothing to do with my business. You helping me didn't affect you financially whatsoever. But you still came down and spent 2 days with me and my team. It was your visit that actually turned my husband around, as far as Meekin's concerned. And he's now retiring at the end of December, and he's going to do Meekin with me full time.
Wow.
That's huge. You know, it's like what other company has the people in mind and not their pocketbook? I don't know very many. Also, I think it's my brother Andy and I have raised our children, he more so than me, but raised our children the way our father taught us. And that is, you know, to no white sugar and white flour, not getting our kids addicted to candy. My children have never had a candy bar. They've never had Coke. You know, we just try to keep everything natural. And my brother will, you know, say the same thing, and that's that in a society that pushes soda pop and Kool-Aid and, you know, sugar drinks and candy all the time, it's really hard, you know, to raise your kids to be different. And Meekin has provided me an opportunity to be able to teach my children about health and wellness and have them see, you know, 28 people at my house on Tuesday night pursuing the same goal of health and wellness. And I think that that is really, you know, Roger Drummer came to Nashville. He stayed with us for a couple of days back a few months ago. And Ginger, my three-year-old, was sitting on the island in the middle of my kitchen, and she had a wine glass in her lap, and she was stirring her Seaga juice, Green Vines, and Immunity, because I mixed it up for him. And she looked at him, and she goes, I'm making my Seaga juice, Mr. Roger Drummer. And Cayenne, my five-year-old, you know, started to tell him about how important it was, you know, to take the Seaga twice a day and to drink good Mekin water, because Mekin's good for your body. And that just blesses my soul.
Changing America.
Yeah, one family at a time. And I just, I'm hoping that Mekin really will continue to have a positive effect on families one at a time, trying to train people to take responsibility and ownership for their health and wellness. I think, go ahead.
It's great leaders like you who will have that greatest impact as people look up to you as a budding new dynamo. They're going to take care about your values and these things that you're saying. They're very well received by all of us. Do you feel, this is kind of an esoteric question. I think it's an important question, though. Do you feel that heaven wants you to succeed?
Well, God is always on my side, Jim. You know, I don't know if I told you this before, but I'm God's favorite. I used to do full-time ministry, and I would do women's retreats on being God's favorite. And actually, we're all God's favorite. He wants all of us to succeed. It's just that some of us know it and some of us are in denial. I firmly believe, you know, that God has a mission, you know, and God wants us to be healthy. And He told us how to eat. He told us what was good for our bodies and what would help us to thrive. And I think that the more that we go back to Genesis and we go back to, you know, healthy, clean, you know, pure water, clean air, whole food nutrition, getting back into, you know, nature's energy fields, whether it's our full spectrum lighting with the new Kinko light, or whether it's, you know, using the insoles and sleeping in a magnetic environment while we're sleeping, I firmly believe that, you know, that heaven is on our side. I think that the closer that we can get back to the original creation, and the further away that we can get away from artificial energy and artificial food and water that's been poisoned with chlorine and all kinds of stuff, I think the better that we are going to feel as a nation, and I think the better that we're going to feel as a whole, as the world, as Mekin goes across the world.
That's a powerful statement. Good job. Here's the next question. What is your simple, duplicatable method of building your team?
Well, I like to take my teammates out to out in public and teach them how to just talk to everybody that they see. And it was really funny. I went out with a couple of my downline a couple of weeks ago, and I get to the table, and they'd already talked to the waitress about Mekin, and I said, geez, guys, you guys already talked to her? And Claude looks up at me, and he goes, well, we knew you would if we didn't, and that's what you told us to do. And so I think that, you know, just the simple, duplicatable, you know, way to build your business is tell everybody you know about Mekin, talk to everybody you know about health and wellness, and pass out what I have taught my team to do is everybody that you talk to, put a CD in their hand and say, hey, you know, would you listen to this CD and will you talk to me afterwards? You know, will you give me, you know, a few minutes after you listen to it so that we can talk about it? And to me, it's like, you know, there's so many tools with Mekin that you can use. And, you know, the only way to duplicate is to use something that's simpler. I know, Jim, that you probably have the same problem that I have. And I kind of, you know, I know Jerry has the same problem, and that's that, you know, we kind of have, you know, gifts and talents that not everybody has, and it's not easy to duplicate what we do. And so we have to make it simpler. And really, you know, Dave Johnson, he's got it down. That man is probably the most brilliant person I've ever dealt with. I'm sure you read his letters that he sends out. He has so much knowledge. and he is so amazing, but he has kept this business so simple so everybody can do it. And it's really just, you know, telling people, hey, you know, if you put these insoles in your shoes, it'll make you feel better. And if you drink this water, it's going to make you feel better. And they say, how does it make you feel better? I don't know. It just works. You know, trying to keep it as simple as you can.
Well, powerful. Now, you're pushing toward the diamond level. Your next level is gold. You anticipate that to occur in December, right?
Yep.
Okay. As you push toward diamond, do you feel that you're building a duplicatable diamond chip so that those behind you can go diamond also?
I actually came up with Music City Wellness Superstars, and I got the idea from a little gal in Cancun that she and her husband call each other superheroes, wanting to create more superheroes. And I've only shared it with probably about 10 of my team. We're having a training next week that I'm going to share it with the rest of my team. But basically it's you becoming a silver and teaching six others to become a silver and teaching those six to become a silver, creating a strong diamond ship based on six platinums. And I think it is duplicatable.
Very good. Well, then the key to all of this is teaching teachers to teach, and that's what you're developing. Good job. Excellent. Now, pardon?
Well, I think too, you know, part of one of the things that makes everybody, you know, gets people discouraged in this business is everybody thinks that they have to, you know, be me or be Claude or, you know, do it like Tasha or know everything, you know, in and out like Wanda or, you know, about those are my team members. I'm hoping that I am helping to create an environment where people that you know, I've got, you know, some people in my group that are great organizers, but they're not great orators. And so we try to utilize the gifts and talents of each one of our members so that they're doing what comes natural to them so that we can do what comes natural to us. And one of the things that Jerry really kind of impressed upon me when we talked was what Wolfgang did in his area, which was, you know, getting his strong leaders and then helping each one of those leaders become silver and then go diamond. And my team is really awesome as far as working with each other. Claude and Larry went down with me. I think Ron actually was there too, to John D. He's got a restaurant in Nashville. And they came down with me to promote Weekend. Well, none of them would have benefited financially from that at all. And yet each one was willing to step out and do whatever they could to make one of the team members successful. And, you know, I did a wellness preview at PharmaCare. And Nancy, one of my gals, Nancy, came, you know, to PharmaCare, and she really helped to promote the business. And it had nothing to do, I mean, it was not going to benefit her financially whatsoever. And I think, you know, if you can cultivate an environment where everybody's helping everybody, so that the team can succeed, it really builds the camaraderie. I think the person that does that the most in my group is Claude. He is just Johnny on the spot for anybody and everybody that needs help, no matter whether they're in his downline or not. He is just actively pursuing the mission of Nikan, trying to make everybody healthy and well.
Wow. Now, as you and your husband are pushing, you're experiencing growth in the five pillars of health with your body, mind, family, society, finances. Have you thought about how Nikan has pushed this pillars higher on any or all of those areas? Have you thought about that?
I think as far as my husband's concerned, really has helped him as far as healthy body, healthy mind. It's, you know, of course helping our healthy finances and just reaching out to society more and more. You're gonna do that. It's bringing our family closer together. I think that Nikan and the five pillars of health is definitely in every single one of the five pillars they've helped us. Nikan is what our family needed, and I'm really glad that it came along.
So Would you say you're working hard in the Canada?
I think it's more playing hard. I don't look at it as work because I really enjoy what I do, but I play hard at it. You know, I have overextended myself a couple times trying to do too much, and my team is, it's really funny because I got several emails about 4 or 5 weeks about slowing down and you know, relying on them more. I play hard at it. I really, really love, I love building this business. It just rocks my world when I see somebody with no hope, whether it's physical hope or financial hope, and being able to step in and say, come on, let's do this together.
Okay, so now what do you think are some missing things that we missed on the call? I do want you to introduce, some key people on your line to the people, but I also want you to talk a little bit about your, do you have an organized flipbook that you use in your one-on-one presentations, or do you just use an Eaton catalog? What is your pattern of presentations?
You know, I think, Jim, that is the one probably, if you want to say an area that maybe I'm not good at. I just try to keep it real. I just try to, talk to people. When I do a presentation, I usually draw a house in front of somebody. I draw a house and I start talking about the Neekin Wellness Home, and then I go through the different areas of a wellness home. I talk about the water and the air and the nutritionals and the cardio strides, which I have on. That's how I present Neekin to people, is I draw a house. Most people can draw a house, and most people can remember what areas of Neekin that we have. That's the way that I share Neekin. I know that some of my team has adopted your presentation, and they're using it one-on-one and showing the pictures that you showed and sharing that story. I think a lot of my group just tell people to come over to my house on Tuesday. And I don't know, I can't explain it, but she can once you come over. So I think more and more, it's like there's a lot of people in my group that can do what I do. We all do our part. I was unable to do a bone seminar a couple of weeks ago, and Rhonda, was down at Dave's house doing a presentation with, just a phone call. So my team's prepared.
Great. That's a great answer about drawing a house and just talking about the technologies that go into the house and so, in essence, who we are, what we're doing, and how we're going to change American healthcare. I love that. That's simple. That's duplicatable. Thank you for that idea. Who would you like to introduce to our listeners, the people on your team?
So I'd like to introduce Claude, but he's not able to talk today. He's been my right hand since February, and he and I have a real good rapport with each other. And he is so amazing. Like I've already said, I've got Tasha Butler is our new up and coming server. She brings everybody she knows into my house. She calls me on the phone and tells me, "Can you come down to my chicken restaurant so you can talk to these people?" She is very bubbly and outgoing. She's got a real interesting way of introducing Neekin. Tasha, are you on the line, honey?
Yes.
Can you tell the story about how you get people interested in Neekin, or how you determine whether or not you're going to call somebody and get them to come to my house?
The nice way or my way?
Your way.
Okay. I just tell them I want you to drink your water. And then I'm going to do the ballot test, and then you're going to meet me at Pepper. Don't ask me any questions because I don't know all the answers, but you're going to sign up and you're going to drink the water. That's the customer that I know will actually try anything that I ask them to try, because I have a very good relationship with my customers. They come in, they eat fried chicken, and I know it's not the best thing for them.
But if I can get them moving in the direction that I have my mom moving in, you know, everybody knows my mom. She's only 68 and has been in that wheelchair for 5 years, and after 2.5 years not being able to stand, and in 11 days she's able to stand up and raise her arms and move her joints, everybody is eager to jump on board with just the water. I'm not pushing magnets, I'm not pushing the supplements, I'm not pushing anything, because sometimes you have to make them see for themselves. I give them the 2-week challenge. Just drink the water for 2 weeks and then make it to a meeting in between. And then I've sold my first sale with a wellness home.
Her first sale, Jim, was an entire wellness home.
Wow.
Yeah, and including getting on autoship for the bone package. That was her very first sale.
Wow.
I just have so many friends and family, and when my clients come in and when my customers come in, they have stories, and I listen, and we compare stories and share family issues, and I have the opportunity to meet and greet a lot of people that will pretty much try. If you'll just try the water, that's all I want you to do is just try the water. I'm going to give you this water. So when you come back, you know, I want to hear what has changed in your life. And
it was funny. I went into to go see Tasha at her chicken restaurant, and I'm sitting down at this table, and one of her patrons came in. And she calls him over to the table, and she looks at him, and she says, "What's wrong with you?" And he says, "Nothing." She goes, "Oh, yes, there is. There's got to be something wrong with you. Your neck hurts, your back hurts, your knees hurt, your hips hurt. Something's wrong with you, and you better tell me what it is right now." And he goes, "My back hurts." She goes, "I knew it. I knew you were hurting. I'll be calling you." And so she writes his name down on the book. And he goes, "What do you mean you'll be calling me?" She goes, "You'll find out. I'm going to make you better. I'm not talking to you about it right now. I'll call you." And I just looked at her and I was like, "Is that how you're getting people into this business?" She goes, "Yep." So,
that's unique.
I know you're
not so bad. Is there more? Do you have, you just had a brand new silver? Let's see who's that new silver that you
have. Yep, Dave Rados. I hope he's on the line. Dave, are you on the line? Yeah, I guess he's not on the line. Yeah, I'll tell you, Dave. Dave's pretty phenomenal. He's kind of like Tasha and Jennifer in that the girl that signed Tasha up in this business, she has her own practice as a nurse practitioner, and she and her husband Shane have brought people to my home for the last 3 weeks, anywhere between 1 to 6 people they had in the home. We've had a couple people sign up under them. But Dave Rados signed up 16 people his first 4 weeks in weekend. He made silver after 2 months, and one of his downline became silver as well. But Dave, he and I have been friends for about 10 years, and he had really bad knees and really bad arthritis. He was getting those injections in the back of his knees. He was a candidate for knee surgery. He started using the CM cream, taking the bone pack and joint, as well as using the knee wrap. He's bought in a complete wellness home, and he no longer has problems with his knees.
Wow.
Yeah, he looks like he's in his 50s, but he's actually in his 60s. He's 67. He's got a really neat personality, and he basically, you know, kind of does a little bit what Tasha does. He just tells people, "You need to look at this, and I'm not taking no for an answer."
There you go.
And so, you know, I'm not taking that. What's that?
A sense of urgency.
you know what?
A sense of urgency.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Jim, I'm sure in your experience, too, it's like when people have when they have a testimony, like Claire or Tasha or Dave, when you have something like that that's so powerful, that's impacted your life, you got to tell people about it. And you know, you want to help people. I talked to a guy yesterday, and I guess maybe, you know, my team, you know, I certainly don't want to think that it's my fault that they're cocky, but You know, last night, yesterday I was talking to a guy at Pharmacare. One of the pharmacists called me. So I came down and he is, you know, he's a young man. He's like 45, 46 years old on disability, can't work. You can just look at him and see that the man is in pain. And he's in pain all over. He's had carpal tunnel surgery done on his hands. He's just a mess. And so, you know, he asked me, he goes, well, what do you think I need? And I just told him, you need a wellness summit. You need to be drinking the water. You need to get on, you know, these nutritionals. You need the sleep system, the air, the water, blah, blah, blah. And he looked at me, he goes, are you serious? He goes, come on, I really need this. And I just looked at him, I go, you know what? I go, Chris, listen. I said, you need to do whatever you need to do. I said, but I'm telling you that what I have will help you. Now, if you want to take advantage of that, go ahead. If you don't, that's your business. I said, but I'm not going to waste your time. Don't waste mine. And he just looked at me. He goes, well, what do I need to do first? I said, well, first of all, I said, you need to, you know, start drinking this water. And I said, you know, use these magnetics. You know, I put bracelet on him and had him buy, you know, a couple of things. I said, drink two of these gallons. I said, show up at my house on Tuesday. Let me show you what a wellness home looks like, and then we'll go from there. And so I heard him talking to the lady when he was, you know, making his purchases, and he was like, well, if that girl knows what she's talking about. And the lady that was checking him out, she goes, that girl knows what she's talking about. She goes, Rhonda would not have her coming in here telling people to use these technologies if they didn't work. And he goes, do you really seriously think that what she's saying is true? And she goes, well, I've seen her over and over again change people's lives. And I think you said it best, Jim, when you were down here. Meekin is a company of miracles. It creates miracles for people that Western medicine cannot fulfill. Putting the body in the creator's environment, as natural environment as we possibly can, and fueling it with what it needs, the right energy sources, the right whole food nutritionals, your body will take over and do what it's supposed to do. And it's supposed to be healthy.
Wow. Now, you know, you've just brought up something that's so important to all of Meekin or the people who've been in Meekin for a little bit of time, and that is what I call honest, infectious enthusiasm. If a person who's been in Meekin for a while has replaced their honest, infectious enthusiasm with logic, they are in deep trouble. Because this business will grow fertilizer of honest, infectious enthusiasm. And I know we can all feel that with this call.
Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, Meekin for me has fulfilled a void that I've had in my life since I got out of full-time ministry. And it just, I really feel like, you know, Meekin is just an instrument or a tool to help, you know, people get better, you know, health, you know, as far as physically, but also that mind and spirit. I think, you know, with the humans being more trained, my husband was so excited. He came back from humans being more, and he just told me, because Pepper, he said, everybody I know needs to go through humans being more. And he's actually planning on talking to one of the presidents of a bank here, local bank here in town, and to get people to come to our training in February. I mean, I don't want to leave out humans being more because I think that it's really vital for people to know that they can dream and know that they can hope for a better life. If someone's hurting physically, you know, the hope that there's something that can help them. I had a lady with MS that I helped, and she told me that her doctor told her it was a degenerative disease and that she would never get better, that it was only going to get worse. And within 15 minutes, you know, Jerry had her jumping in the air for the first time in 20 years. She could get up and down out of her seat. She could actually stand on one foot and then stand on the other, perfectly balanced. And, you know, I was crying. She goes, no one has ever given me hope before. And I think that, you know, I don't want to offend anybody on the call that's not of my same faith, but the Bible is a really awesome book of wisdom. And one of the things that it says in there is that without a vision, my people perish. And I think a lot of times that a lot of us are in despair because we don't know how to have a vision for our life. You know, you talk to people and they say, you know, I want to be successful. You know, and so really, well, what does that look like to you? You know, successful. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that you want to have success in your career? You want to be financially successful? Do you want to be, you know, a successful mother? What does success look like to you? And when I was in full-time ministry, I talked about vision. I talk about vision with my children a lot, you know, trying to visualize what they want out of life. And I think, you know, I really love the fact that NECAN has provided everyone, and actually makes it mandatory for you, if you want to be a leader in NECAN, that you have to go to Humans Being More training. And you have to learn how to create a vision for your life, how to dream. You know, it's like you don't, how can you get somewhere if you don't know how, where you're going? You know, I use the example of saying, you know, hey, come to my house on Tuesday night, we have a meeting. But if I don't tell you where that meeting is, you'll be driving around for weeks trying to find it. You know, you got to have a vision for your life. And I think, you know, NECAN, with Humans Being More, and, you know, all of the incredible people that NECAN has, you know, to help, I think that NECAN is probably one of the most amazing companies that I've ever come in contact with. And I thank Gina Moran for sticking it out and putting up with my bad attitude for 3 years.
Right. We all do. Thank you, Gina Moran. Hey, one thing I want to speak about that pertaining to Humans Being More. As Humans Being More, they ask you to develop a life cycle chart where you put up pictures of the way you want your life to be in the future. And then you put that life cycle chart up where you see it on a regular basis. The last time I did that, I took it and I put this picture on the inside of my bathroom door. That actually caused my life cycle chart to accelerate so much. And I want to tell everybody, the key here is to get your mind to actually know what it is you want, and have your mind remind you on a daily basis when you go outside the closet door, what is it that we're fighting for? And, you know, it's your life. You're going to war for your life. You're going to fight this battle, fight the negatives of the world, and positive. But NECAN is the path, the great vehicle to ride. I am so proud. I believe I'm supposed to be in the NECAN business. I believe that is the calling that God put in my heart, and I'm faithful. For all of you, you should have blinders on. Put blinders on left and right. Don't let distractions, don't let people turn your attention away from NECAN. Do this. Do this well. Listen to this call over and over. Hear these different tips. Ponder these thoughts. Become better and become a mentor. Steve Trofitt, if you're on the line, would you tell people how they can actually access this call?
I'm sorry, Taylor.
Steve Trofitt, are you on the line? Okay. Well, Steve, muted. Listen, guys, Steve Crowfoot is taping this. I'm taping it as well, and we will have a website that we'll email you. If you want to know the website, please email me at jim@jimdragon.com, jim@jimdragon.com, and I'll forward back to you the website where you can access this conference call. Thank you very much. We're at the hour. We need to be closing down. I do have just a few minutes. Is there someone in the audience that has a question for Pepper that you'd like to have an answer for?
Hey, Jim?
Yes.
This is Steve Goldman, sorry.
Yes, Steve, good. Do you want to tell him the website?
Yeah, the website, the easiest way to get there is to go to altwell.org.
A-L-L-S, allswell.org.
Yep. And then click on the pressure chat list, sort of in the middle of the page.
And that's where we're looking.
Yeah.
I have a question for Pepper.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Okay, everybody, go to www.allswell.org and click on Treasure Chest, and you'll find these NECAN energy calls. Do we have another question?
I do.
Okay.
Hi, this is Kelly from Lake Tahoe, Nevada. And pepper your enthusiasm is infectious. But I'm going back to the point that your friend Gina kept dropping little hints to you about every 3 or 4 months. And you said that your attitude was just a bit like, oh, God, okay. When do you know to step away and not do it, or when, or you're pushing it too far, or there are some people that just really need to hear this, in my opinion, but that's neither here nor there. And there are some people that really would enjoy this business, and I just don't know when I'm pushing too far. Do you have any insight on that?
I think a lot of times people push, too much too fast. Gina was very wise in that she knew me, and she knew what she could and couldn't get away with. She's also a very intuitive individual. I think with type A personalities like mine, when Gina was looking at me, she's like, she already knew this was my kind of thing, and if she could just get me in front of it, that I would see the light, so to speak. But everybody's got a certain timing. And, I always call them, touches of Nikan. That's what I try to teach my team. Touches of Nikan and always the takeaway. A lot of times, when someone asks us a question, well, can you product cut this? We go right into a product spiel. Yeah. Instead of saying, well, why would you ask that? I walk away from people a lot in this business that I know would be really, really good. And, I phrase things like this. You know what? This probably isn't for you, but I wanted to share with you what I've got going on because you might know somebody that needs this product, these product technologies, or somebody who, needs some extra income. So I wanted to just share with you. I know that this is probably not for you. I know that you probably don't want to do this. I probably would never think of you'd be interested in this. But if you know somebody, I'd like you to look at this so that you can connect me to the right people. And really honestly, Kelly, if you keep it real with people and just acknowledge that people like me, if you're trying to are you trying to recruit a type A person? Is that what you're looking at?
Yes, there are several in my realm of friends, and they're struggling in their businesses.
Yeah, that's the way I would approach it. I would not approach it as something like, for instance, my one of my downline yesterday took me on an appointment with her, and this guy looks like he's a very successful man. He's got a beautiful office. He's pretty successful, but I did not pursue him as far as the business at all until he told me that he was a prospect for me. I said, this probably wouldn't be something that you'd be interested in, but maybe your wife would, and I kind of went on to something, and he goes, I would be a prospect for you, not my wife. I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe if you're interested in this, I said, maybe you could connect me with some people that would be interested in these technologies or this business. And he said, well, maybe I can look at my schedule and I could come to one of your meetings. I said, yeah, you could send somebody. Did you see how I kept taking it away?
Yeah.
It's like, because if people think that you're aggressively pursuing them, they're going to back away. And that's where Gina did absolutely exactly what she needed to do. She got the water system in my house. She got me drinking the water, and then she just light touches over the next 3 years. And that's another thing that we all need to remember is that everybody's timing is different. And whereas one person, will look at it and go, God, that's for me. That is so for me. Another person will take a couple of years being exposed to it.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, that's the hard part, though, is getting them to take that first little baby step, whether it be water, whether it be nutritional or something like that. That's a stumbling block for me.
I'm sorry, Pepper, to step on that line there, but the point I want to make across to everybody is that everyone in America should know about these miraculous products, and your attitude must be that it's good for, it's a kind thing to tell everybody about these technologies. I mean, this company changed the health landscape of Japan, and Japan is now the longest living population in the world. These technologies are used in Japan, and they will change America's health care, and they'll change the individual lives of people. Maybe one out of five people have got enough energy to run this business, And I think those numbers are very valid numbers to tell people. About 20% of people do 80% of the work. So let's do look for the 20%ers. But the other 80%ers are still candidates for the product. So open your heart up to everybody. I think that there's two things to think about. One is your excitement on this whole business growth, and the second is the pride that you have about these products. And if you're not strong in both the excitement level and the pride level, you're in trouble. And you need to ponder yourself and ask yourself, what am I excited about? And what makes me proud? And if I pick up that phone, you've got to be backed up by pride. You've got to be.
And that's how it always has to be strong. You are so correct, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Kelly, too, laugh a lot. Laugh a lot and smile a lot. You know, it's like people want to do business with people that are happy, that they like, you know.
Well,
and one of the things that Claude did, that he's amazing, Claude takes water to all of his neighbors. And, I mean, it's like, Tasha called me the other day and said, you know, can you come pick up these water jugs and fill them up for me? And I laughed. I said, no. I said, call Claude. You know, it's like, I don't have time for that. But Claude has this beautiful heart, and he has physically changed so much that he wants to share it. And so what you might want to do is take a bunch of water to your first person that you want, you know, to use the products or get involved in the business, and say, listen, I'm doing an experiment. You know I'm involved with Meekin, and I'm doing an experiment, and I was wondering if you'd be a part of my experiment. And my experiment is this. Can you drink this water for 2 weeks and tell me what your experience is, if there's any change at all? There might not be anything, but there might be something. And would you wear this bracelet and this necklace just for 2 weeks and see if there's any difference? And if there is, great. If there isn't, it's no big deal. But I'm doing an experiment, and I'm doing it with some people across the nation, and we just want to see, you know, what kind of an experience people have. Would you be willing to participate? And they'll go, well, all I have to do is drink water and wear a bracelet and a necklace. Yes, that's all you have to do. Okay, I can do that. Thank you so much. And if you'll just keep a journal about how you feel today and any changes, like in your sleep pattern or your energy level or your ability to think clearly, anything at all, even the smallest little thing, could you do that for me? And if they're not drinking Meekin water after 2 weeks, they're going to feel great. But listen, guys, I appreciate the opportunity, Jim. Everybody's fabulous. I got Christmas pictures that I need to take, so I need to be on my way. Lord bless you guys, and we'll see you on the Meekin Highway.
Thank you, one and all. I appreciate it. Remember, not next Saturday, but the following Saturday, this call will repeat. We will have new people on this call, and thank you, Pepper, and the whole team for this excitement. I appreciate all of you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.